The next speaker is John Tang, and he's going to speak about the phonetic complements in Near Eastern cuneiform and Jurchen signiform.
Yeah. Thank you.
There you are.
Okay. I am honored to give this presentation before all of the scholars. My presentation focuses on detailed comparison of phonetic complements between the well-known cuneiform and medieval Altaic writing system. This writing system is probably strange to most of the members in this conference. So my related outline in the collection from page 87 to page 90, including most of the searching data I have found. And my PPT file will introduce to you some of my reasoning process. And first of all, I will introduce the strange writing system to you. The so-called Jurchen writing system is a medieval official script of the Jurchen Jin dynasty, founded by an Altaic ethnic group, Jurchen ethnic group, in 1115, and destroyed by the Mongol nomads in 1234. And the Jin dynasty, or the Jin empire, contained the most of the north, North China and Manchuria. And the Jurchen script was invented by the famous Jurchen person, Wang Yanxi. The Jurchen writing system originated both in Chinese character and in the preceding Khitan writing systems. Chinese character is used to write the isolated language, and the two Khitan writing systems were used to write agglutinating language, just as today the Mongolian or Turkic. Now, here are the examples of Jurchen script. In the left picture is a rub of a bronze mirror in Jin dynasty. And in the left picture is a page of a Silo Jurchen glossary edited in Ming dynasty. Now, the extant Jurchen data included epigraphy, mostly in Jin dynasty, and documentation mostly in Ming dynasty. And there are also few Chinese transcriptions sporadically in the Chinese historiography and compacted in Ming the Silo Jurchen glossaries. Here is also two Jurchen data examples. The left is the inscription, and the right is two pages of a Sino Jurchen glossary. Now, I can introduce the category of the so-called phonetic complement. The phonetic complement is defined as phonetic indicators which are attached to a basic signs to facilitate its reading, based on Gallup's definition. The following pages will introduce some detailed comparison of the two writing systems. The first item is reading determination. In the left column is the cuneiform examples, and I will interpret the Jurchen writing system in the right column. For example, the first Jurchen word, Tula, the first Jurchen character is Tula, pronounced as Tula, and the second one as a phonetic complement indicating indicating the preceding character, the consonantal ending. And the third and the second Jurchen item, the phonetic complement is the second Jurchen character, ira. They will reflect both radical graphemes or affixal graphemes. Two, attachment. In cuneiform, most of all is proposed, and a very few preceding phonetic complements may be questionable. And in Jurchen writing system, mostly postposed and rarely proposed. The examples will appear in the following pages. Three, quiescence. This is a basic feature of phonetic complements. In cuneiform, here in Sumerian writing, ma is a phonetic complement, and in Akkadian, the na, nam, the n is a phonetic complementation. And in Jurchen writing system, here is the example I give is wuxi. The wuxi is rice and field. The radical Jurchen character is wu, is pronounced as wuxi, and the phonetic complement is yin. Four, affixal development. In cuneiform, this development is well known, and in Jurchen, my example is pa'a, means window. Here are some Tungusic cognates indicating its radical pronunciation, and the second Jurchen character R might be either a phonetic complement or a fixal component. The second part of the comparison is from cuneiform to the Jurchen writing system. The Sumerian or the Elamite examples are parallel to the Jurchen examples. Here, the Jurchen the radical Jurchen logogram pronounced as hutu, and the different phonetic complements will indicate different judging words. Two, the phyletic complements stand for ultimate determination among a phonetic frame or schema. In cuneiform, here I give an elementary example. It is found very rarely in cuneiform system, and in Georgian writing system, this phenomenon appeared frequently. Three, evasion of graphical confusion. In cuneiform, also an elementary example, and in Georgian writing system, the three radical graphemes have some similarity, and the phonetic complement or affixal indicators will differentiate them from each other. So the first word means dog, the second one means to love, and the third one means to joy. Now here the following page will indicate some graphic development of Georgian writing system. Georgian writing system during its about 400 years have two roots of development. One root is logography to logosyllabography. For example, the Georgian word meaning hair from pure logogram to logogram added with phonetic complement, and to logogram added with phonetic complement and suffix. In the right column, this is the cuneiform parallel. And the other root is logography to syllabography. The Egyptian example is the Nile. In the 12th century, it was written only by a logogram, and in the 15th century, it will developed into on two syllable, syllable characters. And in the same period, another word meaning jujube, also written with two purely syllabic signs. Now in the right column, also the cuneiform parallel. The following pages will indicate some typical features of Georgian phonetic complements. The feature one is canonical quiescence. This is a basic feature of phonetic complements. And the Georgian pronunciation was reflected by some Chinese transcriptions. The Chinese transcription will ignore the single appearance of some Georgian character. These two examples will reflect some affixal quiescence. Now, here, the first Georgian word meaning horse. Under it, the Chinese transcription, 母林, and the second Georgian word, meaning bow, under it, the Chinese transcription, 吉郎吉, will reflected such a feature. Feature 2, redundant pronunciation. This is a development of the Jurchen phonetic complement. Both in the Jin dynasty and in Ming dynasty, the 12th and the 15th centuries. Feature 3, prefixal complements. Here, I have found only two obvious examples. The one is the Jurchen word meaning flower, and the other is meaning leaf. The first Jurchen character will the phonetic complement. Feature 4, differentiation of phonetic schema. Both reflected both in consonantal frames and in the vowels to be altered or changed. Here are two examples. Feature 5, syllabic contraction for known words. Jurchen vocabulary mainly borrowed words from Khitan and from Chinese. Here, the Khitan known words, example, reflected such a phenomenon, and the Chinese known words, the phonetic complement yin, here became a syllabic signs for the contraction. And these typical features of Jurchen writing, Jurchen phonetic complement, will give us some practical enlightenment. One, correct is reconstruction of some Jurchen characters. Here is an example of Jurchen writing system. This Jurchen word, Jurchen character was reconstructed as ha or a. But in the interpretation of Jurchen or phonetic complements, it will be reconstructed correctly as aga, reflected in these two Jurchen items. The one is in meaning rain, aga, and the other meaning old time. Another examples will be reflected in my outline in the collection. Two, tentative decipherment of the undeciphered Khitan writing systems. Khitan ethnic created two types of writing systems. The one is the so-called Khitan macro script, formerly notch script. It is logo syllabography. And the other writing system is Khitan micro script, formerly a small script. It was consonantal or logo phonetic phonography. Here, I give a typical example of the Khitan macro script, was written as the ethnonym of Khitan ethnic. The first Khitan character proved as the following Khitan macro script as pronounced as Kita, and the second Khitan character proved as its pronunciation as Ta or Da from the similar Jurchen character. So here, this second Khitan character is an obvious phonetic complementation to the first one. Other examples will be reflected in the outline. So, all of these above examples and interpretations will give us some enlightenment of the significances in grammatology. The first one is phonetic complements probably as a universal in logosyllabic writing systems. The second one is phonetic complementation as a trigger to phoneticize and otherwise phonography. Three, the decipherment of an ancient writing system is needful of some existence and functions of phonetic complements. Now, that's all what I can say. Thank you very much.
Do we have any questions?
Okay. Comment. All those characters that you were seeing, the Jurchen characters, they look like Chinese characters,
yeah,
but they're not. They have an extra dot or an extra stroke or more dots. It's something, there's a famous Chinese calligrapher now in America called Xu Bing, an artist, who wrote something called Tian Shu, Heavenly Script, all made up. And so the other thing is that they do this in a very different way from Japanese. The Japanese almost invented no characters. They have about 100 characters of their own called Ateji. But the Jurchens totally invented their own script to make it look like a Chinese script, but it's not.
Okay. The very origins of the Jurchen writing systems, and as a matter of fact, become undeciphered. And some probable reasoning is that it may be originated in the Khitan writing systems. And the Khitan writing systems had been proved as a derivative of the vulgar Chinese character or Chinese writing systems. Maybe the unfounded Xianbei writing system also became a very origin of both of the writing systems. This is cited from Zhu Hao Yanghulun, the newest manuscript of the Mongolic languages. Here, my usage of the definition of phonetic complements focuses on the phonetic quiescence of some phonemes or some syllables, and the phonetic complements will be developed into some affixal components in the Jurchen writing systems. So some probable differences will be exist in between the cuneiform and the Jurchen writing system. This is my own opinion.
One last question.
I'm curious. The languages you mentioned belong all to the Tunguzic branch of Altaic. Is it correct to say that? Because what is the language family?
Khitan
is Turkic, but Manchuric is
Khitan language was classified either in Turkic or in Mongolic. And the newest opinion may be classified as the Mongolic language, the so-called Paramongolic.
Mm-hmm. And church in itself. It's also Turkic, Tungusic.
Tungusic, yeah.
You.
Church in is a Tungusic language, yeah. It is ancestral to the modern Manchu language.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.